I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It wasn't even close. Ireland held a referendum on legalizing abortion last Friday, and it was a landslide. Irish voters overwhelmingly chose to repeal the Eighth Amendment. That's a constitutional ban on abortion that was put in place in 1983. Now lawmakers in Ireland will have to start work on rules to make abortion legally available to Irish women. The vote is seen as a historic shift for a country that until recently was heavily influenced by the Catholic Church. Here's The World's Matthew Bell from our religion desk.
Ireland's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, who supports abortion rights, called the vote a quiet revolution for Ireland.
100 years since women gained the right to vote. Today, we as a people have spoken, and we say that we trust women and respect women to make their own decisions and their own choices.
The vote was 2-1 in favor of repealing the Eighth Amendment, which recognized equal rights to life for both the unborn and the mother. Varadkar said this resounding yes vote was a compassionate choice.
We voted for the 200,000 Irish women who have travelled to Britain since 1983 to end their pregnancies. For the couples who shared their heartbreaking stories of returning home from Liverpool and other English cities with tiny coffins. For the young and not so young women who spoke their truth. And for those stories that still have not been heard.
We had no idea how much of a landslide this was going to be.
Ciara O'Connor Walsh is a podcaster who's been reporting on the abortion debate in Ireland. She says pretty much everyone was predicting a close vote right up until the day of the referendum itself. The polls ahead of time showed that the public was divided evenly, about one-third for repeal, one-third against, and one-third undecided. O'Connor Walsh is a supporter of abortion rights who voted for repeal.
What we had worried and feared is that all of those undecided people were quiet no's, that they were conservative, that they were keeping their opinions to themselves. Maybe they had some strong religious beliefs or they just felt quite conservative about sharing their views. But what it turned out was that all of those people who were saying they were undecided or they weren't sure, they didn't want to talk about it, they turned out to be silent yes voters rather than silent no.
What moved so many people to vote for repeal? O'Connor Walsh says interviews after the vote show that it was people talking to each other.
It was women telling their stories. And it wasn't just women telling their stories in the media. It was women telling their stories over dinner. It was women chatting to the people in their lives and saying, hey, you know, when I was pregnant, this happened to me. And this is why I think that the Eighth Amendment needs to be repealed, or maybe coming out and telling their family for the first time that they had to travel to seek a termination in the UK. So these kind of conversations were quietly happening all over the country.
Young women in Irish cities were the biggest supporters of repeal, but every age group, except for those over 65, voted in favor of legal abortion. When the Eighth Amendment was put in place in 1983 with another popular vote, Catholic leaders played a major role in getting it passed. But this time around, the Catholic Church stayed on the sidelines. Much of the Irish public has lost faith in the Church as a moral authority since the 1990s. The child sex abuse scandal by Catholic clergy is one reason. Then there were the revelations about abusive homes for unmarried pregnant women that were run by Catholic nuns. On Irish radio this morning, Bishop Kevin Doran said that Catholics who voted yes in Friday's referendum should consider coming to confession. Voting yes, the Irish bishop said, was a sin. But Ciara O'Connor Walsh says this referendum sent a clear message to Catholic leaders in Ireland.
They realize now that people have made a major moral decision, a major decision of conscience, without consulting them and kind of going against the Catholic Church's teachings on this particular issue. And they're doing it out of compassion. And, you know, I think that the church really needs to sit back and ask themselves, you know, how are they going to make themselves relevant again if they can? They're certainly not going to have as much of a place in the running of the state as they have had previously. And I think they need to acknowledge that.
The Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, seemed to do just that. On Sunday, he told massgoers that the Catholic Church will now be regarded with indifference in Ireland. He said the church must renew its commitment to support life at all stages. Supporters of abortion rights in Ireland say the overwhelming results in Friday's referendum will make it easier for lawmakers to move quickly to pass new abortion regulations. there's still a lot to talk about here, such as who exactly will provide abortion-related services and when will that start. The government also says it needs to find a way to permit medical professionals who request it to exempt themselves from providing abortion as a matter of conscience. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.